You're listening to the Locked In Podcast. Here's your host, Algernon Cash.
I'm Algernon Cash, and you're locked in. Welcome back for yet another great conversation about what's happening right here in your backyard. It is restaurant week, and so you know that I'm excited because I've been out eating all this great food. We've got nearly 40 restaurants that are participating in three different categories all across the triad, and it is some amazing food that's out there. We've got restaurants from Lexington all the way out to Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem, Kernersville, Clemens, Moxville, all points in between. So a lot going on right around the triad. And Restaurant Week would not be possible without sponsors and obviously our committed restaurant owners throughout the triad. And I've got a good friend, but also happens to be one of the sponsors for Eat Drink Restaurant Week. You've seen him here on the show once before. Help me welcome back Lou Baldwin of Baldwin Properties is locking in with me. Lou, how you doing today, man?
Great, Algernon. How are you doing?
I'm full, man. I've been eating out three times a day for an entire week.
And happy Restaurant Week to you.
And we still have a whole another week to go. So, you know, Restaurant Week runs through April 3rd. So we're all very excited and just thrilled with the number of restaurants that agreed to participate and just some of the culinary talent that's been on showcase all week long. You heard me mention at the outset of the show, Restaurant Week is not possible without sponsors and obviously committed partners. Baldwin Properties is one of those sponsors. And we thank you, Lou, for making that investment. But I guess just to get started, because my audience that may be listening, maybe they ride around town, Lou, I'm sure they've seen a Baldwin property sign, or maybe they read about you in the paper or seen you on another podcast or something like that, but may not know the history of Baldwin property. So I'll just give my audience a little bit of a sort of backstory on what Baldwin's all about and some of the deals that you work on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Algernon, and thanks for having me on today. My grandfather was doing real estate in Savannah, Georgia in 1926 and started hearing about great things going on in Winston-Salem and particularly in downtown Winston-Salem. R.J. Reynolds was booming and really turning Winston-Salem into a boom town. So he packed up the family and moved to Winston-Salem in 1926, went to work for Smith Deal Realty, and then he, in 1928, started his own real estate company, W.F. Baldwin. So that was getting to be quite a few years ago there, about 94 years ago, if my math's correct. And we were in downtown for many, many years. My grandfather owned the company for 30-some years, sold it to my father. My father operated the company for 30-some years as well, and then I acquired the company in 1989. We've always kind of had arm's length transactions as it passed to the next generation, and I'm proud of that, when I was 24. Managed to assess the value of the company and put the deal together to buy it. And we've been growing it ever since for the last 33 years or so. I consider us to specialize in commercial and investment real estate. So be that property management, either residential or commercial property management, leasing and marketing of commercial properties, and the sale of commercial and investment real estate. And certainly particularly proud I would say of a couple of things. One is how we've been able to grow the company during the years that I've owned it. Had significant growth and really built a great team. Have about 20 employees here now, 8 or 9 brokers, and just very proud of the growth that we've been able to experience and very appreciative of our clients and customers and the community in working with us on that. But also, really, the thrill of my career has been involvement in downtown revitalization. As I got involved in a civic standpoint very early on, there weren't actually real estate deals downtown at that time. There were few and far between. Maybe David Shannon or Wachovia Bank building something in the late 80s, early 90s. But I was really enjoying visioning what our downtown could be. Mayor Martha Wood gave me a break early on when she created the Downtown Development Corporation and appointed me to be on that with a lot of city leaders. I was the young guy at the table but really just thrilling to me as we look and see what we were planning and the downtown plans that we put together during that time, and to see it come together into the thriving downtown that we have today. And that enabled me to be involved in a lot of early projects that were hopefully significant to what we have going on, recruitment of HRI properties here to redevelop the Nissen building, a lot of the Restaurant Row restaurants in the early days of us bringing restaurants back to downtown.
Yep. And, you know, you and I, we met in 2003. So we have an anniversary coming up next year. We'll be 20 years old, 20 years that you and I've known each other and have had a lot of conversations over the years. And, you know, it's certainly one has been great to be a friend. And certainly it's been wonderful to watch some of what you've done with the company and the ways you've grown it. And, you know, now even seeing some of the younger folks that you have over at your shop when I come through over there, and the opportunities you're giving them, and folks like Christian and Tanisha and others. And yeah, I mean, it's just interesting to think back how long it's been since you and I've known each other. And you have played a really critical role in downtown redevelopment, as you mentioned, some of the real estate projects that you have been involved in. But to my audience know, I've talked about this a lot. Downtown Winston-Salem didn't always look the way it does. And, you know, all the restaurant options that you have, and all the coffee shops, and folks that complain about parking, you wouldn't have had anything to complain about 20 years ago, because there was plenty of parking everywhere. But downtown has really grown. Lou, you were really instrumental in the development of what we call Restaurant Row, which is on 4th Street. Back then, you would have been hard pressed to see a restaurant outside of 4th Street. That's really where they would have been located for a period. You and many others, I think about folks like Lyons Gray, Phil Haynes, just so many people back then that were involved in this conversation. But you were also one that felt it was important that we attract restaurants downtown. Talk a little bit about why you felt that was so important in order to create that bedrock foundation of downtown development.
In the early downtown plans, we used to sit around the table and try to say, what's the leader going to be? What do we need to put our emphasis on developing downtown in order to bring about revitalization? So some people thought we needed to be attracting offices and businesses back downtown so that those folks would be leaving the office and going to eat or being downtown. Some folks felt like residential was going to be the leader. You got to have some people living downtown in order to make it more of what Lyons used to talk about, a 24/7 downtown. Some people felt like you had to have entertainment. And I was certainly involved early on when we recruited John Elkington to town, and I partnered with him on the potential of an entertainment district downtown. And some of those things have come to fruition. But what I believe we found the answer to be is you got to be doing all of it. They all complement each other. They all feed off of each other and help create the positive spiral that ultimately was created. So restaurants were an important part of that. Restaurants both service people who would be considering living downtown, offices who would consider, why would we move downtown? I mean, do our employees want to like bring a bag lunch or get in the car or go to the Dill Pickle and Roland Bennett's and just rotate which day you go to which restaurant, the ones that we had in those days to a large degree. And so I think restaurants were an important part of the equation that led to more residential. And then more residential led to more restaurants and that positive cycle. And, of course, the city was very instrumental in obtaining Restaurant Row loan program. And I worked with some of those early restaurants that were able to obtain those funds to help them get started, to kind of even up the playing field, knowing that downtown at that point wasn't known as a restaurant district. But you know, those folks were certainly early pioneers that were willing to come down, and then it's grown from there. And I think we have a great restaurant district downtown, and you've had a great role in that too, in organizing those restaurants and helping them all to understand what success as a restaurant is downtown.
You know, you didn't just play a role as a broker. though. I mean, you actually own buildings on 4th Street. So you were very instrumental in Tate's Craft Cocktails coming to downtown Winston-Salem. I still go there for jazz night still today on every Tuesday night. I also know you were involved with the buildings that were right around Cranky's, and that whole block has really gotten activated. Why did you feel it was so, again, just so instrumental, not even just as a broker? So you're not just doing this to make money, but you did it in a way where you really wanted to usher and nurture and work with owners to be successful in downtown. Why was that important to you?
I grew up working downtown, which a lot of folks growing up in Winston-Salem didn't necessarily know where downtown was. It wasn't a vital part of a whole lot of people's lives. But our company's office, when I was a kid, was in the Pepper Building. And the entire office would be a small corner of what's now the Sir Winston in the Indigo Hotel. A small corner of that was where I went to my dad or my granddad's office. And I would walk around downtown and see these empty buildings. And from what I was understanding and learning about real estate, it just all looked like opportunity to me. And it also looked like something that could be better. And I literally started dreaming about downtown revitalization probably at age 12, walking the streets of downtown Winston-Salem. And I think that's what motivated me right out of college and starting my career to make downtown one of the emphasis of what I was doing. And I was very fortunate that Glenda Kills and the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership were located, I guess it was the Winston-Salem Association at that time, were right next door to my office. My office, when I came to work in 86, was in the old Singer Sewing Machine building, and my father had bought that building, but it was right between the Dill Pickle and what would now be known as Linville Team Partners building. And the Downtown Partnership was in that building. The Downtown Association was in that building that where Linville Team is. And the building that we were in is no longer there, right next to where the pizza place is now and whatnot. So I got to know Glenda very early on and enjoyed volunteering and being on different committees of the association and then rolling that into involvement of the Downtown Development Corporation when we got a little more serious about downtown redevelopment. The large impetus then, and it's still with us today, is that these big businesses at that time that would have been defined as being Wachovia and Reynolds and BB&T moving to town, they needed to be able to compete for young employees with other cities. And we knew that we had to have more going on downtown for somebody to make that decision to come to work for those folks. So that's why the large employers were big backers of downtown revitalization early on.
That's some amazing history. I recall when you said Glenda's name, I recall her. And, when I met Glenda and also when I met you, I was fresh into the real estate business. I was year one in 2003. And I think I might have met you at a downtown 101 workshop one morning. And you all were preaching the praises of downtown. Of course, you would walk out of that meeting and look around and say, man, what are they talking about? it's just not here yet. So you said you dreamed about it when you were 12. Does it look the way you thought it would?
You know, there's some things that are certainly probably beyond the imagination that we could have thought about when I was 25, 26, or 27 working in those groups. Many of these things have just really taken off. And I used to call, you went from that original period of time when there were no deals downtown. So I was what you might consider not a very smart commercial real estate guy because my colleagues were out making money on Haynes Mall Boulevard and Stratford Road, and I'm doing volunteer work downtown where there are no deals. And then you got into the deal a year time where maybe David Shannon would revitalize a tobacco factory, or Wachovia would build a new data center, or David would build 851 condos on 4th Street, or that type of thing. And then, as you started getting traction, it became the deal a month. And that was really exciting, where we might have 10 or 12 deals a year. You've always attended the downtown awards breakfast, where the mayor hands out the awards. You know, sometimes we look at some of the deals that won the early downtown awards, and they were very deserved. but everybody who does that can't get an award anymore. You know, opening a new restaurant downtown was a downtown excellence award right there. And, yep. And you know, we can't give everybody an award now for that. And the platform became larger and larger, you know, building a baseball stadium became award worthy, or a 18 story conversion to residential and that type of thing.
Yep. No, I do recall that. Things have certainly changed for the positive downtown. If you're just now joining us, you are locked in. I'm Algernon Cash, your host. The other voice that you hear with me today is Lou Baldwin. Lou Baldwin is the CEO of Baldwin Properties. And I just learned that Baldwin Properties has been in Winston-Salem for nearly 100 years. So he and his family certainly have made a lot of investment and commitment to this community. It is Eat, Drink, Restaurant Week, and Baldwin Properties is also a sponsor of Restaurant Week. And we want to thank them for that investment. Lou, you've went one step further. You've sort of gotten bit by the bug. So you're not just brokering deals for restaurants any longer, but now you're actually in the restaurant business yourself. You guys have acquired the Chaffin House, which is a bed and breakfast inn. I know you all are working to do a little minor redevelopment at the Chaffin House. But the big part of what you're hoping to introduce at some point is maybe a new restaurant. Any early insights you want to provide my audience on what they can look for?
The Chaffin House is open, and we have 9 rooms there that we do manage as a boutique inn hotel type business. And we're currently in the event business, so we can host events up to 150 people. Right now we're using outside caterers, but we have some great relationships with caterers. We're serving breakfast to our overnight guests, of course. But we have a great commercial kitchen and facility to potentially expand into a restaurant. But we don't have short-term plans to open a restaurant in the evening at this time. We do think that the breakfast market is something that we might want to enter very soon. I think about the Piedmont Club, where you and I have shared many a breakfast and other meals through the years, and it's no longer part of the downtown scene. Certainly, we'll all miss Lighthouse Restaurant being there. And there's some great restaurants serving breakfast downtown right now, but I still think there's some pent-up demand for a good place for a business person and others to gather in the morning before work. So we hope to enter that market in the near future at Chaffner. But right now, please think of us as an event center and as a boutique hotel option for your downtown guests. And we're remodeling Colonel Ludlow and Colonel Shepherd, 2 bed and breakfasts on Summit Street behind Bernardin's filling station area. We're remodeling those as we speak and hope to be open in the third quarter as an additional historic boutique inn option downtown.
Wow. So you guys make plans for that. You know, I've got to do a better job too. I got to be a better friend and remember you've got that event space there. A lot of people who know me know I'm really close to Claire Calvin. So we oftentimes send people over to Canteen, but we need to spread the love a little bit better. So I need to be thinking about Chaffner House for some of these events that we try to organize for downtown Winston-Salem. And yeah. I want to put some people on notice now. You heard Lou say that they want to introduce a new breakfast option downtown. Chef David Swing, I know you're out there listening because you're a fan of the show. I think they're going to try to give y'all a little bit of competition down there. And I always think competition is a good thing because it causes more people to engage with what we're doing. It causes more people to be downtown. So I'm excited to see what happens at the Chaffner House. And when it happens, I'll be the first to let you know so that you can make plans to go over and try the menu and check out what Lou and Baldwin Properties are doing there. I'm running out of time, Lou. Again, it's Restaurant Week. You've made a commitment to Restaurant Week. It wouldn't be happening without you. Have you been able to get out and try any restaurants this week yet?
I've had a couple of events in the evenings this week, but we're looking forward to it. I'm very fortunate that my birthday falls right in the middle of Restaurant Week. So April 1st is my birthday, and we'll have several nights in a row there that, Leslie, if you're listening, please take me out to a participating restaurant for my birthday next week.
Yes, please do. Make sure you support local. Lou, always enjoy talking to you, man. And congratulations on all the success. And I'm sure the book is still being written. You always are welcome to come back and lock in with us anytime and talk about all the great stuff you're working on around town. And not just around town. I want to add, too, Lou really does stuff all around the state of North Carolina, even works with the National Realtor Association. So he's in and out of Washington, D.C. So he is really, really a great resource that we have here locally. So go check out, go look up Lou Baldwin. You'll find him online. He's on Facebook, LinkedIn. Also go find Baldwin Properties, that follow their page on Facebook, as well as Instagram. And if you have any real estate needs, I encourage you to reach out and try to engage with them. Lou, before I let you go, man, you got anything you want to add?
I do. Just thank you, Algernon, for in the restaurant world, the real estate world, the downtown redevelopment world, the community world, everything that you do. As you said, you and I have been together for a long time. I love collaborating with you. I think we've had some good successes with that. But you've been a big part of the vision and the energy that's helped our community to get where it is today. So thank you.
And thank you to my audience. I always appreciate you locking in with me. Make sure you stay tuned to WTOB every single week because that's where the Eat, Drink, Triad show broadcasts on Sunday morning. That's also where you can lock in every Sunday morning. And then you can also catch my restaurant pick of the week if you're looking for a new restaurant to try that comes out on WTOB. If you happen to miss the show on WTOB, you can always subscribe and download the podcast. You can do that at Apple, Spotify, Pandora, wherever you like to get your favorite podcast. You can lock in with me there. And until next time, y'all stay locked in.
The executive producer of the Locked In podcast is Algernon Cash for WCG. The associate producer is Tim Beeman for Such and Such Media. The views and opinions in this podcast are solely those of the contributors and are not necessarily those of our distributors or hosting company. This podcast is copyrighted and cannot be reproduced without express written consent of WGC.